Welcome to G Talk. G Talk is a podcast dedicated to helping you discover your purpose by helping you build intimate relationships and a lifestyle of thankfulness. Listen to us today as we discuss a new challenging topic aimed to encourage you and to challenge you, but most importantly, to build you up in your relationships with each other and with God. Stay tuned. Welcome to G Talk. We are your host, Terrence and Adara Clark. And today we're going to start right off with a hymn that we'd like you to hear. Was the Gaither Band, and that was a song that they wrote back in about 1963, honey.
That was 1963, the year we were born. That is a beautiful song, and it still has that same effect of knowing, being touched by God.
Yeah. We grew up singing that song in our church, and it lit the place up when we did. God would just go, feel like he would just show up and people would just literally be touched and ministered to. You didn't have to say anything. That song says it all. Mm-hmm. You know, some songs, every time you hear it, you just go, Lord, thank you.
you touched me. We can all relate to something God is doing or has done, and he has touched us and changed us, and that song's anointed.
I know. I just looked at that third line, then the hand of Jesus touched me.
Mm.
Then the hand of Jesus touched me. And I was recalling, I started looking up just in the New Testament of how many times just touch Jesus. Yeah. And it was, there's just so many different ways. But part of it, I think it was, I don't know. It's really, because we don't even know how many times that Jesus touched people. But there's so many just passages that we have. The man with leprosy, you know,
yeah.
Peter's mother-in-law. The lady with 12 years, the little girl that was 12, the blind men, the people in Nazareth. And I can go on and on of people being touched. If I can just touch, they wanted to touch Jesus,
yeah,
because they know that when they touched him, they would be made whole.
Yeah.
And the wholeness is that no longer broken.
Yeah. And he touched them. I mean, mm-hmm. there were times, and especially in scenarios where people were maybe not in it. Condition, you know, like if you were a leper,
like the blind man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, he would. Why, you know, you don't want to touch somebody that's got a disease. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, that's always the concern of you getting that or something. And yet, Jesus kind of broke down a lot of the barriers with that by touching. And to this day, I think people still ask all the time. You know, what is the significance of touching? Mm-hmm. You know, laying hands and those types of things. People, there's a transference that takes place in touch,
mm-hmm.
that God has intended and always has wanted us to, you know, it's relational. It shows, you know, that relationship, but it breaks barriers down. And when people feel isolated and they're alone, they need touch.
Mm-hmm.
Today, it's funny, you can go to a restaurant and see, you know, four people all on their cell phones, you know, not even talking to each other. But if you extend even further to the number of people out there that just need a hug,
mm-hmm.
just need someone to wrap their arms around them and say, it's okay, you're loved, you're cared for. We're in an epidemic for those types of that real touch in mm-hmm. our society is really needed.
And we are now the hands of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
When that song, he touched me and he made me whole. And as he empowered the disciples, he told them to go out and do even more.
Yeah.
And that he never wanted that to stop.
Yeah.
That touch is important. Yes, we can pray for people in other places or tell people I'm praying for you, but it was something about the touch that he really wanted us to understand. And like you said, there are so many people that are in touch, that are in need of touch, but we've been touched. I think if everyone who probably heard that song can probably reflect right now on a time that when he touched you, when that area that was in need of healing, whether it was physical or emotional, that he came and he made you whole and you're no longer the same. Mm. And I like that part. I'm no longer the same. When he laid hands, they were no longer the same.
Yeah.
And that's the power of touch, the power of the presence of God. When you're laying hands and saying, God wants you to be whole. You know, that song is, to me, is a living word right now, that there's people in need of needing wholeness in their lives. And so they're still broken. And he doesn't want people to be in, have a broken heart or a broken spirit or have these things that are going on in their lives. He's wanting them to know that, man, I want to touch them.
Yeah.
I want them to know that I love them, that I want to see them free. And there is power in touch. And I look at this and how the variety of people that he touched, like you were saying earlier, that a lot of times I've seen so many different videos of people where they have portrayed being a homeless person. And I'm just probably will just use that as an example. But I've seen, you know, where people just impersonated a homeless person sitting on the doorstep of a big church, and how many people going into church walked and bypassed that person because of just that look. They didn't look how they think they should look.
Yeah.
And some people came by, but when you watched, I remember one particular one I was watching, was it was, looking at how large that church was, there wasn't a lot of people that actually came. There were people that did come. Kids came and gave the person money, asked them if they want to come inside, or they gave them, you know, some water. But the thing is that Jesus was teaching us how to see out of a different lens and to really see people. You know, like you said, the leprosy, there was different illnesses that we would look and say, you know, I don't want to touch that. But he didn't see. I mean, you know, when I look and think about it, it's like he created them.
Mm-hmm.
And so he didn't see how we seen, and he knew that they were in need of a touch. And I believe he wants to. I think every time when I hear him, it's not just what I'm feeling from the song, but it's a song that is alive to say, now I have transferred this over to you to now touch people's lives, that where you were scarred and broken and now you are now whole, you can't help. You know, they begin to tell the stories.
Mm-hmm.
You can't help but want to tell what Jesus did for you, but you want him to do the same for them. And so it's not just about me. When I hear songs, it stirs my heart to remind me of who Jesus is and who he is now. And am I representing him for people to experience the touch and healing of God?
Mm, yeah.
Am I seeing the supernatural work through my hands of what this song is saying? He touched me and now I'm whole.
Yeah. Yeah. And are we touching others? You know, mm-hmm. are we reaching out? Yeah. I feel like in some ways that we were really blessed because we grew up in an environment where that was practiced so much, you know, touching others with the power of God as well as being touched. I feel like I've had so many experiences that I can go back in my own mind and go, that was a moment God touched me in that scenario, or that was a moment where God touched me in that scenario. I feel like my whole life is filled with those experiences. And I when I compare myself to, I think, people that I have spoken with who struggle with their walk with God or struggle with, you know, God's love for them, and maybe they have not been privileged to be in an environment where they're constantly being told that God is available to touch them. And I mean, I got it from my parents, I got it from my grandparents, both sides of the family. So it wasn't just me. I mean, aunts and uncles who also were experiencing the touch of God, the healing of God. And I can see those things on a day-to-day basis has given me a lifelong cup to draw, you know, a well to draw out of. You know, I have family members that were non-believers that became believers. They were, you know, smokers that got delivered. And I've got, you know, people who were sick. I mean, given up for dead. I have family members who were supposed to not live for a couple of weeks and yet miraculously completely healed and set free. I mean, we've seen that with people. You know, we just passed on what had been given to us in our church, and we saw the same miracles take place. We've seen people who are in our church who were supposed to not live. We saw them get healed. We saw others die. Mm-hmm. But when they died still exalting the Lord as we continued to encourage them. Right. You know, we had someone in our church with AIDS, and people didn't want to touch her, but we touched her. We were not afraid. Mm. This was in the 80s when it was not, you know, it was still a little bit scary for people, 80s, 90s. So we've had all these experiences of touch, and they have helped to, I think for me at least, provide me with a wealth of resource that has allowed me to live differently
mm-hmm.
as a result.
I know when Bill Gaither, when he had written a song, he was traveling with a revival movement, and this particular revivalist that he was accompanying, he had asked him, he says, you need to write a song about touch. Because he said, just watching, these people were coming because he had a healing ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And these people were coming to be touched by God.
Yeah.
And he said it all night. He just, when he began to reflect on that meeting and seeing all these people desiring to be touched by God, it just overwhelmed him, where he was up the entire night. He said when he got up, when Dottie I'm sorry, not diabetes, got to ramble. His wife, Gloria, mm-hmm. when she woke up that morning, he was still writing. Wow. He was still pondering over what he had experienced and seeing people traveling from miles and states to come and be touched by God. Mm. And it hit his heart. And to see that song was really what he experienced in that meeting of seeing the joy that floods their soul because something happened.
Yeah.
They knew something happened and it made them whole.
Yeah.
Something broke that chain that they are now free. And it didn't, it's still here.
Yeah.
It's current.
Yeah.
And we need to be that stirring pot again to that song. I hope for people will be, let me begin to be the hands of Jesus.
Yeah.
There are so many people that you are encountering. They're not a lot of tent meetings back in the day. It looks different.
Yeah.
And so we then rely on maybe the church building to do that, or we rely on the ministers to do that. But we are now the hands and feet of Jesus. And let this song begin to stir our heart to begin to tap into people's hearts, because especially in the different seasons, we have the different holiday seasons and that come up where lots of people struggle, especially during these times.
Mm.
And they're in need of that touch.
Yeah.
They're in need of, wow, you know, I'm broken here. I'm hurting here. And they need to have, but something happened.
Mm. Yeah.
But something happened.
Yeah, there's a lot of, and you know, I know we want to bring it to the end here, but there's a lot of cynicism, or can be, because in a lot of ways, in a lot of different circles, I know when I talk with people, because you and I like to really hear from people who are not in the church, so we do ask a lot, and we're, you know, and one of the things that we hear oftentimes is the fact that people feel like it's the church is a lot of fake and just a lot of desire for your money and that kind of thing. And without question, there are levels of that in the church, but, and I say a huge but, you and I personally know God is real. We have seen it, you know, through our life, not the circus, right? Not what we go through and it's just a program and it's just another service, not that, but we have personally experienced the hand of God over and over and over again. We know it to be true. We know it to be real. And we know that God desires to touch people's lives. Mm-hmm. If you're out there today, we want to leave you with the understanding that we're not talking about a church. We are not talking about a building or a program. We are talking about the living God who desires to touch you wherever you are, mm-hmm. whatever your situation, whatever your circumstances, He is able to touch you and change you and make you whole. We have seen it. We have personally experienced it. And no one can ever take it away because we know it to be true. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen. He no longer wants you to be shackled by a heavy burden.
That's right.
No guilt and shame. He doesn't want you to have that. He wants you to experience the hand of Jesus. And we need to be those hands. And if you are alone and you're listening to this podcast, guess what? Just say, Father, touch me.
Yeah.
Just break the change, break the areas that have been hurting my life. And I'm telling you, if you ask, He will touch you and you will no longer be the same.
Amen, amen. We love you. Have a great week. We will come back with another next week.
G-Talk is a ministry of Hope for You International, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You can find us on the web at thankfultoday.com and gtalk.info. You can also find us on Facebook at The Thankful Today.